2 weeks after Aurelia Mayer, Don McIsaac made the stunning decision to use newly granted strong mayor powers to rescind the hiring of a Sao council had recently approved. City councillors remain in the dark about the move. On April 7, McIsaac, through a mayoral direction letter, circulated to council members, announced he had rescinded the hiring of Trevor Lee to replace longtime Sao Gail Jackson, who retired at the end of 2024. Instead, McIsaac appointed the city's current deputy Sao solicitor, Amanpreet Singh Sidhu, to the position even though Lee had been slated to start in the role on April 14. Lee had already been given a city laptop and had begun his onboarding process after quitting his job in Guelph and listing his house for sale. The move was particularly surprising because McIsaac was granted strong mayor powers a few days earlier to deal with the ice storm crisis amid the city's declared state of emergency. Added to that, Sidhu was away from his job at the time, on either a leave or vacation. He has not been present at the last two council meetings. I think the people of Aurelia, and council, deserve an explanation for the mayor's decision, Caon. Janet Lynn Durnford told Aurelia Matters on Thursday. That is a refrain that has been repeated by several council members, and countless residents, since the decision was announced. On Thursday, McIsaac said he would love to share the details surrounding his decision, but he is bound by confidentiality. He said if council were to release him from those shackles, he would share his reasoning. But councillors say they have not been asked to do so and most don't think it is an option. I was not aware of the mayor having made a formal request of council to waive confidentiality, said Caon. Tim Lauer. I am pretty sure most of my colleagues would welcome the opportunity to have the entire three-month story, hiring process, provided to the people of Aurelia in all its detail. In fact, I believe that is why council is looking for legal advice on exactly how we can do that. But Lauer said he questions whether council can legally waive confidentiality and personally believe the process will probably need to involve a judicial review, which, again, I think a majority of councillors would welcome. Durnford concurred. I don't know if council has the legal authority to waive confidentiality when it pertains to named individuals, and when litigation or potential litigation is involved. This is one reason that external legal counsel is required, she said. Council should get some answers this week when a meeting is held with an outside legal counsel. That meeting is likely to happen Wednesday or Thursday. Six council members petitioned for a meeting and demanded it be held last week, but a lawyer was not available, so it deteriorated into a debate about procedure and, after an unfruitful hour in front of a packed city hall, the meeting was postponed. Caon. David Campbell, a vocal critic of the mayor's use of strong mayor powers, is frustrated that McIsaac is trying to shift the focus to council. I find it astounding that he would imply it is council that won't allow him to speak, Campbell told Aurelia Matters. That implies we know the information, and I do not know the reason behind his decisions. When McIsaac suggested council waive confidentiality, he was asked if councillors knew what he knows about Lee and the hiring process. After a moment of hesitation, he said, yes. But several councillors disagreed. I will say that I do not personally understand the mayor's decision to rescind the hiring, said Durnford. Caon. Ralph Sapala agreed. I wish we had known the reasons why the decision was made to rescind the hiring of Trevor Lee before the decision was made, said Sapala, who has been a municipal councillor for more than three decades. Caon. Jay Fallis has been calling for transparency throughout the process. Don needs to share what information he wants to release with his own council first before we can make an informed decision about releasing it, said Fallis. I am confused by his logic to date. That sentiment was echoed by Caon. Luke Leatherdale. Aurelians deserve to know why the mayor made his decision, and council deserves to know, said the first-term Ward 2 councillor. I await the consultation with outside legal counsel to understand whether we, as council, can waive confidentiality. Caon. Jeff Chetwerzuk said he also supports more transparency and accountability. However, for me to consider the request, I believe more clarity about what the mayor means by this request is needed, as a request to waive confidentiality is very broad, he said. In terms of knowing what the mayor knows, Chetwerzuk said the only information I have about the rationale behind this decision is what was released in the mayoral direction letter issued by McIsaac. Count. Whitney Smith was the lone counselor to share a different opinion. Absolutely, I would love to see the others waive confidentiality, so we can ensure the public has the full picture. However, I highly doubt the others will want to do that, she said in an email to Aurelia Matters.